Welcome to episode 72 of Life with Mitty. This episode, we continue hashtag Mitty Goes to Austin, telling the story of our epic road trip to Tesla's newest mothership, Giga Texas. Today's episode is entitled Day 5, Tesla Universe Happy Hour Live in Austin, Texas. Before I play a recording I did a few days ago with Tesla diva Alex Moss concerning the in-person happy hour they and several other members of Tesla Universe organized for April the 8th, 2022, I thought it would be great to provide some background. These details I received from my friend, Captain Hype. You can find him on Twitter at CAPTN_HYPE. Tesla Universe, which can be found on Twitter at the handle TeslaUniverse_, was first organized on January 31, 2021. Elon was in the Good Time Room on the Clubhouse app. At its peak, over 5,000 people were in the room listening in. This was the initial trigger for lots of Tesla-interested folks to come to Clubhouse. And these original gangsters were then gathered around John Silicon Valley in his Sup Tesla Rooms, Sup for What's Up, which then became a 24/7 lobby from the 4th of February 2021 to February 28th, manned by many folks around the world who were the watchmen of the lobby. At that time, there wasn't a bot to keep the room open 24/7. Someone had to have their computer or their phone logged in to keep the room going. This was a round-the-clock effort. Can you imagine? People handing off to each other to keep the lobby open and for conversation to continue at any time, day or night. The first happy hour was on the 6th of February, 2021. They were meeting to cheer each other up, and at that time, they met every single evening. Now, obviously, a happy hour every evening, that couldn't be sustained. And it was switched to every Friday at 2200 hours Germany time, or 2100 hours Irish time, as the group already included members from Germany and Ireland. Soon after that, the group applied to become an official Tesla club without success. On February 16th, the first Tesla Universe official logo appeared with the Tesla T black on white. Then the group reapplied to officially form the group as a club, as it is today. On the 4th of March, there was the first Gary Black Room hosted by Tesla Universe. On the 6th of March, there was the first admin meeting of 14 members who were administrating the group's rooms on Clubhouse. During these early formative days, there was a great feeling of belonging, as keeping the rooms going was an Olympic feat, generating a campfire feeling. Imagine different people around the globe participating and handing off rooms one to another to keep them active. On the 3rd of March, the first SpaceX launch party occurred, where the audio from the launch would be simulcast for Tesla Universe members. Also, some of the first original gangster FSD beta testers would have rooms. This was well before beta testing was opened up to the first group of 100 safety scorers, and that's when I joined Tesla Universe in October of 2021. On the 12th of March, happy hours started regularly happening on Fridays. Next, organized guesstimates on quarterly deliveries were hosted by a member from the Tesla Owners Club Taiwan. Captain Hype and other members started hosting a Tesla beginner owner question and answer room on Wednesdays, and the first Women of Tesla room started soon after. Between April and September 2021, there were lots of discussions around Nikola and whether the company was really being forthcoming on the products they were making and developing, and I think we now know a lot more facts about that. Then, the first Model S Plaid Owner's Experience Room occurred, and Tesla Universe members in Europe shared their visit to GigaFest in Berlin. I think that's where the seed was planted for getting together in Austin. Tesla Universe also continues to support each other with family events. In November 2021, the new Lucid Air Owner event occurred. This is where Tesla Universe is trying to bring other EVs into the group and share their experiences as well. By the end of 2021, there were more family event rooms starting and cooking rooms to share recipes and cooking techniques. By December 18th, 2021, Tesla Universe passed the 10,000 member mark. Let's talk a little bit more about Happy Hour. It's always been like a family meetup. And during the COVID pandemic, it was a lighthouse for people to have interaction with other people when you couldn't do it in person. The motto for Happy Hour is good vibe stories only. Nerd or negative talk is definitely discouraged during Happy Hour. We like to sing songs, have people play guitar or piano, and share life. Making fun of each other in a positive way is also part of Happy Hour. And of course, having fun just being together. The Austin event was a fantastic opportunity to take our online friendships to a new level in person. And the future of Happy Hour continues to be a great online event on Fridays on Clubhouse, now that Happy Hour Live occurred in Austin. It even led to a number of members celebrating in person with Captain Hype during his birthday in Germany from the U.S., Switzerland, and Ireland. Coming up next, reminiscing with Tesla Diva and Alex Moss about the best place to be in Austin the evening of April 8th, 2022. Well, listeners, I am so privileged to have with me Alex Moss and Tesla Diva. These were two of the six people that did the organization of the most amazing party I've been to in quite some time. And that was Tesla Universe's Happy Hour in Austin. In this episode, we're going to talk about some of the things that happened before, like when Elon originally said, April the 1st, we're going to get together for GigaFest. And then he changed it to April the 7th. We're going to talk about that for a little while. It was an amazing period of time where we had people changing their airfare, changing Turo because they wanted to drive a Tesla locally, and their hotel. All of those things had to be changed suddenly because Elon realized, oh, wait a minute, I need 45 days to get approval from the local authorities to pull off 15,000 people gathering for what then became Cyber Rodeo. So with me tonight, Alex Moss and Tesla Diva. Hey, Alex, can you talk just a little bit about, give us a little background on yourself and talk a little bit about our relationship, you, me, and Deborah, and Jordan.
Yeah, so my name's Alex Moss. I have been kind of interested in Tesla since about 2013, 2014-ish, and dreamed about owning a Tesla. Well, eventually that became a reality in 2019 for me. And later in 2020, I was able to go from a 3 to a Y, and now that Y went with me to Texas with my partner, Jordan. And that's where we met for the very first time.
I still remember, and we did, we met at the Happy Hour, and I was looking so forward to meeting you both. And I knew, okay, this is going to be great. But what I didn't know was some of the planning that you had been a part of. I knew you were part of it, and we'll definitely talk about some of that. Also, tonight, I have Tesla Diva. Hey, can you share a little bit about yourself and some of your background, please?
Absolutely, Doug. Thank you so much for having me on. This is so exciting. So for me, let's see, I picked up my Tesla in 2020. I have a long-range Model 3, and it's red. I didn't really know I wanted a Tesla until I decided I did. And I jumped right on it. And my husband and I went over some finances. And before you knew it, 2 months after I ordered it, we picked it up. And I remember that when the full self-driving was starting to be opened up to everyone, the beta, I was on Facebook and there just wasn't a lot of information. And so I decided to hop over onto Twitter to kind of get a better up to date of when these it's going to release for the 99ers, right? and that's where Miss Jillian had introduced me to the Tesla universe. And that's what brought me to this group. So that's kind of how I got started with the Tesla and the Tesla universe and how I met, of course, you, Doug, in there, and Alex, and kind of what brought us to this exciting adventure.
You brought up something really good there. I wasn't a part of Tesla universe until I got started. I was in the original 100 safety score, folks, with 10.2. And that's when I got interested because I found out, oh, there's actually a group of folks that help each other with FSD. Oh, really? There is? Yeah. And I thought, wow, I got to be a part of that. And then I found through those connections, oh, Tesla Universe exists out in Clubhouse. And at first, I couldn't figure out how to get on Clubhouse. Having an Android phone, which I no longer have, it made it a little bit complicated to be able to join Clubhouse at that time for some reason. But I finally got it done. So I started showing up, and there happened to be this special room that would show up every Friday. And it was called Happy Hour. We'd always have people singing. We'd have people toasting. We'd have witty banter. We'd play games, all just online. And we had folks from all across the world calling in on this thing called Happy Hour. And it was really fun. I had a great time, even though I don't drink. Deborah doesn't drink, my wife. But that's okay. I brought a drink. I brought sparkling water or whatever I had, and would always leave the happy hour happier than the shape in which I came. So let's talk a little bit about this whole event starting, the whole idea that this happy hour that we were doing virtually was going to become something we would do in person in Austin in April. And now it seemed like a daunting task. I was in awe of the organizers, and I know there were more than just you, Tesla Diva, and Alex working on this, and it took a team. I came along really late, and I just volunteered to help with the door, which was a blast. We'll talk about that a little bit. But I want us to focus on that original announcement by Elon. It said April the 1st was going to be a GigaFest, is what we were calling it at that time, because we didn't know what else to call it. It was supposed to be the same kind of thing they did in Berlin. And we're there all in Clubhouse trying to figure out, oh, now where are we going to stay? And what about our hotel reservations and flying in? And when we fly in, are we going to pick up a Turo to drive a Tesla locally? Are we going to drive down ourselves? I was already setting up hotel and everything, and I was going to drive down, and I was already starting to talk with my friend Craig. And he wasn't sure if he was going to go. And there was just all this hubbub about April the 1st. And then the mad dash of everybody changing when Elon goes, April the 7th. Let's talk about that a little bit. Do you guys remember the craziness going on in Clubhouse? It was nuts.
I remember it a bit. So I remember, I want to say Tesla Diva and I were talking about it beforehand, and we're like, oh yeah, we both want to go. It'd be so cool to meet each other in person. We ended up coordinating at one point, and I was like, oh yeah, I'll be there at this certain time. And then all of a sudden that message comes out, oh no, I need to change it. And can't remember exactly how this happened, but at one point Tesla Diva and I said, if it changes and one of us is able to get hotel rooms, we both would just especially Tesla Diva, would go ahead and book a hotel room for myself as well as her. That way we could stay at relatively the same place. And that way, if one of us were caught off guard by a change, it would be able to just, we knew it was there and we would just settle up else after the fact.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember that because we were so afraid that everybody was going to book it. And my thing is, I was going by myself, right? And Kristen was in the clubhouse room as well. And she had, I think she was familiar with the area. And because I hadn't, I'd never been to Texas. And I was so paranoid about not being in a group, right? So we all pick up. She identifies a place that's like close and safe, and because I had picked somewhere that was way too far away, and she's like, no, 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 like get more into the center of Austin. So that's how I got the first hotel. And that's when I'm starting to talk about, you know, to Alex about making sure that we're all jiving on staying at a, you know, the same place or at least close by so that we're in a group. And as fast as we made that plan was as fast as it changed. And we all scurried about. And but you know what? I have to say that thank God for modern technology, because it was quite easy just to flip dates and change them just minutes later.
Yeah, and I remember people coming along the next day after the date change and the double take. You could just hear it on Clubhouse. You can't see anybody. It's all audio and some chat. And you could just hear it in their voice. What? But I just got everything set up for the first. Yeah, you're going to be a little early. And of course, it turned out that organizing for TeslaCon, that was coming almost at the same time. There was talk about, oh, there's going to be something. The Owners Club in Austin is going to be doing something, which later on was known as TeslaCon. And all of that's going on at the same time. Well, when should we show up? Because when are they going to be doing certain events? And a lot of that was to be determined because they had to figure all that out. Well, that's a whole nother group of folks trying to get that organized, and all at the same time, we're all just trying to figure out where can we go. And like what all of you did was something that the folks that rented the mansion did was, oh, well, let's be in the same place. And I already covered previous episode, already talked about the mansion and how cool it was. And we got to go over there for a little while on April the 7th, and just a spectacular place. And they had gone together. So that was another group of folks in Tesla Universe that were coming together at one spot, and they literally rented out a huge house. It's over 8,000 square feet, and rented it out together. And then there were folks like us that were singles, you know, like me and Deborah. We went over to the Hyatt place, which I remember, this was a funny thing that I remember from being down there was, I was going, Deborah and I, we went over to you guys' hotel, and we were trying to meet up with you. And of course, everybody's running on different schedules and everything. And we could never get it done there at the hotel. But of course, in a previous episode, how you, Tesla Diva, hooked up with us and gave us the opportunity to see each other and meet each other in person even before April the 8th, which was a special memory that I continue to have. But it was crazy. We had a lot of people doing a lot of cancellations, including myself, and then hoping, because you knew there were a lot of other people doing the same thing. So time was of the essence. It was bonkers. I want to switch and talk about some of the work involved and some of the challenges of getting something like this happy hour plan, because people don't really realize how much work goes into setting up something like this and to set it up to have a great event instead of just, oh, we're just going to kind of show up at a bar somewhere and just, you know, somehow it'll work out. Now, there was a lot of planning that went behind this, and I'd love for you two to talk a little bit about that.
the way I recall it is there was a lot of talk about what should we do? How are we all going to meet up? Where are we going to meet up? When are we going to meet up even? And it was kind of a madhouse at first on Tesla Universe Clubhouse. And eventually we started to narrow in that we wanted to do it probably after the Cyber Rodeo event. And then it became, well, why don't we maybe do a bar? But which bar, where it would be at, and would there be food provided was all still up in the air. And there was a lot of people that were contributing to this plan, but there was no leader, no chairperson or to say. And I believe I ended up chiming in saying, hey, maybe we should create a committee that actually does this, that we're going to say, okay, these people, if you want to help out and you're planning on going, let's get together and figure out how we're going to do this. And so I offered that up. And then Tesla Diva said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I'll let her fill in from there.
Yeah, that's, you know, everything happening. What I think might have happened a little bit behind the scenes was we were kind of throwing stuff up in the air. And I was like, okay, we're not going anywhere. I just started sending out requests to different businesses to see which one bit. And then we formed our committee, and I heard back from two of the establishments. One couldn't accommodate our dates. The other one was able to, but it was more of like just an open space, and you had to bring the bar in and you had to bring in the food, and it just sounded like an absolute cluster. And the last place, we were very fortunate, was a place called Cedar Door. It was a bar and grill. And I got contacted by a lovely woman named Patty. And I explained the situation. We were a little bit of ways out, but not very far. And Patty said, don't worry about it. I gotcha. And we'll send over the different rooms that we have, and we can see what can accommodate your group. And that's really when the committee kicked in, because at that point it was, okay, well, we need to make decisions for the group. And then obviously there is financial obligations to this. So what would fit us, you know, best? What size room? We'll get into the catering in a few minutes, but I think that's going to be Alex that kind of really talks about that.
It was great food, I have to tell you.
We were very fortunate. And so, yeah, with the committee, we were able to kind of hash all those things out to get a decent price point to be able to start selling tickets.
Yeah, I remember the food. Oh my gosh. And I know that there was, I mean, people don't realize the level of detail. Anybody that was there who didn't know what the committee did, and I came in, like I said, at the latter part of it and wanted to help however I could. And my part was just running the door, which was a big privilege for me. And I had a blast. And I know there was other folks thinking, but aren't you not going to enjoy? And I said, I'm going to enjoy running the door, and I won't be there the whole night. And I wasn't. And it was really cool, you know, because, hey, I'm running the door to the coolest place to be on April the 8th for the Tesla community. I mean, this was the place to be. I mean, it's just that simple. And from my experience, it was a memory I will always have and treasure. It just was a great night. And unfortunately, we all had to leave at some point. One thing I remember that was there April the 8th, which was another part of the organizational work, was the backdrop. This was amazing, folks. If you've ever seen any pictures on Twitter of anyone that was there for happy hour at Austin, I guarantee you, you've already seen this amazing backdrop. And Alex, can you share a little bit about where that came from and the idea behind it and how that was executed. How did we get that out there?
The backdrop and also the invites that went out was designed by my friend Devin Doppler with input from myself and Tesla Diva on kind of what we were looking for. And he has done an incredible job. I've known him for many, many years now. And he's my go-to graphic designer friend. And I am just so blown away by the work that he did on it because that backdrop just was amazing. In my opinion,
I was absolutely blown away by everything from the tickets themselves with everyone's name on it that bear the logo of Tesla Universe to this backdrop when we got there. I think everybody's jaw just dropped. And it wasn't even, the stands and everything. And it really made the event, like, just kind of gave it that, you know, polished finish, you know, to just this like epic event that we can all take photos behind. And it was absolutely stunning. I have to have a backdrop now at every event that we host.
Well, you know where to go to say, hey, I need a special backdrop, and you know who to go to.
For sure.
Coming up next, reminiscing with Tesla Diva and Alex Moss about the best place to be in Austin the evening of April 8th. 2022. I want to switch us to reminiscing about the night of the event. Now, before the event was TeslaCon's main conference. So some of us were coming from there. I had spent most of the day there along with my friend Craig, and we had taken in everything that TeslaCon had to offer, including vendors, including food trucks. And I got to meet again some of the folks that I met at the Clive Bar for that get together on the 6th. And it was really cool, you know, to be able to talk again with Ian Pavalko. And he had his car Magneto there that they had driven. They drove direct from Canada to Austin in his Magneto, in his Model 3. And him and Trevor Page, they had done some really cool stuff up in Canada where they did a cross Canada drive. And, you know, they had done all of that in Magneto. And so I got to finally see the car. It was cool. It was in the parking lot with myself and Craig. We both drove over there separately because there was going to be an attempt to bring the largest group of Teslas in one spot that day at TeslaCon. So there were a lot of Teslas in the parking lot and a lot of people there. The place was packed. And of course, we were always watching the clock. Hey, I need to get over to the bar. I got to get over to the bar and grill before this starts because I'm there to help get things set up. And I got to help set up the backdrop, which was really cool. And then I had to get ready to handle the door. And we had a little bit of organization to do there, kind of last minute. It was simple, just grab a chair and a table and the list. Now, one of the funny things about the list was that it had everybody on it. The other part of it was that it wasn't in alphabetical order. Now, me and Alex, we just had a good laugh because, of course, it made it a little harder for me to look up people on the list as they came in. So when you had people like, you know, Sandy Monroe and his wife and two other people came in, I had already, I need to go right here. And I already found it ahead of time, so I wouldn't be looking around trying to find their names and everything. I knew exactly where they were on the list. But of course, I couldn't do that for everybody. So it made it a little bit more challenging. But you know what? I'll tell you what I remember about this amazing night. I had people bringing us food because we were at the door. Deborah and I in her wheelchair and me, the table there. And we're greeting people. We had to give them two drink tickets. I've got a inside story about that in a minute we'll share. And we're there doing that. And it was so cool. I had folks bringing us food. And, you know, I definitely want you two to talk about how the food was organized because it was just spot on perfect. And we got to enjoy, you know, every round of food that came out. Maybe you guys can start talking about the food and anything else that you want to bring about what you remember about that amazing night.
Alex did like the entire food order down to cent of what it would cost to make sure it would accommodate. Out of all the other things that I was looking at, and I'm like, oh God, this has to do with money. Alex, take care of it, please, dear God. And he did a great job. Alex, please tell, like, give us your view of that, because I know from my view, I was just like, oh, thank God he's handling it.
So what happened with that was I knew that we had to come up with a budget and how many people we were planning on being in attendance. And I also knew we had to hit certain minimum purchases. And I was presented by Patty from Cedar Door with their different food options. Thank goodness we only had to go to one place that had it all. So huge shout out to Cedar Door for that. And they made it very easy for us. So all I did was I'm a spreadsheet individual. I love putting spreadsheets together and being able to figure out how I can manipulate data like that. And I whipped together a spreadsheet, was able to narrow it down. First, we had maybe 15 different food items on
we
there.
Did.
And thankfully, when we were talking with Patty, she was like, this isn't going to work. That's too many things. And so she helped us pare it down to, 9 different things for food, which would be salad and other types of heavy hors d'oeuvres, and then also the desserts. And I had that planned out to, you know, I actually broke it out down to how much the appetizers and hors d'oeuvres and salads was going to cost, and then how much the desserts, added that all up, got the whole thing of the service charge, the sales tax, the gratuity, everything. And then I also
and the drinks.
Tesla and the drinks. Can't forget about the drinks. And then I had to ask Tesla Diva, okay, what's our pay? Because we pre-planned out to a degree of how much we thought this was going to be, ended up collecting that much, and we kept it within that budget. I think we did exceed just very little over budget, and everything turned out fine.
It did. I'd like to make an honorable mention that David didn't get his taco bar.
That's right. That's right. I remember that. I remember I was getting to sit in on some of these discussions, not many. It would have drove me crazy if I would have been in all the planning that was done, because, you know, I think my listeners can kind of get a feel for, yeah, this was a top end event. This was planned at a level that would blow away any family get together, anything like this. This was top shelf all the way. And I remember the drink tickets. Okay, so that was one of the things that, as the guy at the door, you know, you mark the person off the list, and okay, each person gets 2 drink tickets, okay, because that's included in the price, all right? And I would hand those out, and everybody was great. You know, it's like, okay, here's my 2. Yep, all right, there you go. Enjoy the party. Well, there was a few people that figured out that there were 4 drink tickets that weren't going to be used that night. And those were my 2 and Deborah's 2. So I had a couple of folks that I had recently met in Tesla Universe, and
wait,
I knew
Doug.
Them by name.
Doug,
yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
You're going to tell us and you're going to tell all these viewers that you got hustled for 4 drink tickets?
I did. Exactly right. Yes. So it was funny because the first 2 people that came along and said, you and Deborah don't drink, do you? I said, nope, we don't. We've been drinking the water that's been, you know, over there, and they had a big container and you could just help yourself. So you're not using your drink tickets. I said, no. Would you like them? Yeah. So, so those were gone. You know, 4 drink tickets were gone. Okay. And then evidently the word got around, hey, I got some free drink tickets from Doug. Really? Oh, I'm going to ask. So then I started having more people ask, Doug, you got any more free drink tickets? I said, the 4 are already gone. And, okay. And, you know, you look at the disappointment in their faces. I will admit to there were a couple of people that will remain nameless who helped themselves to a drink ticket or 2. Now, you know, I never brought this up until right now, okay? And I don't know what your answer is going to be. Do I owe some money still? Because I'm at the door and I have the whole roll of drink tickets. Now, you got to think that the bar would, after they got the ticket roll back from us, that they'd say, okay, we started with this number and they ended up with this number. Did they ever come back and say, hey, you owe us a little bit more money for booze? I mean, did that happen?
So I'm going to be very honest. And for all the people that were at the event, they can attest to this. I was so bloody drunk. And I closed out the ticket. They were happy. We paid a nice tip. The you know what I'm saying? Just the whole bill. And they said they were good. Xander was there. He said he had my back. He told me we were good. I'm sure that happened. And I haven't got a collection debt. So, Doug, I think you're fine.
Oh, good. Because it just dawned on me, you know, we had planned to record the podcast episode. And I was thinking about, okay, what are we going to talk about? And what are we going to focus on? And what would people really like to know about? And I thought, wait a minute, there's something I'd like to know about. do I still owe some money? And, you know, nobody had ever come to me and said, Doug, we need to have a word with you about you running the door. Nobody ever said anything. So I thought maybe somebody else picked up the tab. Well, that makes me feel better. That makes me feel a whole lot better because, you know, I was ready to pony up a little money there to make it good, but sounds like everything just worked out just fine. We had some special people show up that night, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Not everyone that was on the list, but quite
Elon,
a few special people.
Elon didn't make it. Yeah. We had him on the list. I know. I mean, he said he would. Oh, wait a minute. No, he didn't. It would have been nice if he would have, you know, wouldn't that have been cool, you know, that he'd tweet or something? You know, I mean, we know they had the after party, you know, that one of our Tesla Universe folks got into. I was so envious. Oh, my gosh. It's like, oh, and Franz was there and, you know, the after party after Cyber Rodeo. So, you know, there was that. I mean, we had some pretty influential people in the Tesla community there. I mean, who all did we have? I know a few.
Some of the people that we had there were, you know, the people that you probably would see most often on Tesla Twitter. So like Kristen or K10, Omar Holmar's blog. Who else? We also had Kim. I think she goes
Kim Paquette.
Yeah, Kim Paquette. And then we had some other heavy hitters there that I was quite surprised but very pleased, which would be Sandy Monroe and his CEO, Corey Steuben, and their team.
Yes, and Eric, a part of that team as well. He was a freaking blast.
And wasn't Sandy's wife there too?
Yes. Oh my goodness, Sue. I loved meeting Sue. She was incredible, and she loved talking about her Rivian at that time.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I remember seeing somebody brought a Rivian to TeslaCon, and it was sitting in the parking lot, and I had my first selfies with a Rivian there. We also had Chuck Cook. Everybody knows Chuck now. I mean, now that he literally has release notes for FSD beta in his name, I mean, come on. Now you want to talk about Tesla royalty. Oh my goodness. And just to have everybody together in person. We hit in person instead of listening to folks through Clubhouse and, hey, do you have voice isolation turned on? Because we can hear everything else but you. And that's what I'd always hear. You know, me being on Android at that time, I had no such thing. And, you know, now that I'm on iOS, which, by the way, it was all caused by Apple's Watch Ultra. That's what made me switch. I saw that watch and I went, oh, this is awesome. I got to have one of those. And then I knew, okay, I got to get an iPhone 14 Pro. Okay, I will. And it's been fine. And now I have voice isolation, which is really good. Some of the other fun that we had that night, I mean, we had folks from around the world there. We had participants from as far away as Germany, of all places, and the UK, and Canada. Oh my gosh, and there's so many people that we haven't even mentioned. I mean, how many people did we have roughly? I think it was, what was it? I don't recall.
I think we were at 76 people.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was a lot of people. I mean, and it was still a very hard ticket to get. We had plenty of folks that would have paid the money to come, but we literally couldn't have any more because the place had a certain limit. Being a establishment downtown Austin, you know, you only have so much room and fire codes and all of that. And that was the sad thing, that we couldn't have every single person that wanted to be there. But an amazing event, no doubt. I always have great memories of it. And it's always something that comes up from time to time when I'm talking with somebody else in Tesla universe. We'll just automatically start talking about April the 8th. We'll just automatically start talking about it. Oh, what a great event it was and how much fun we had. And I borrowed Kishore's power grid thing that he brought along for keeping my phone charged. And, you know, he was nice to let me borrow that. It was just a special event. Top to bottom, end to end, it was the place to be that night. Unfortunately, me and Deborah had to leave, and I did not pay for the extra night at the Hyatt place because there was the MotoGP event that was coming in that weekend, and the hotel rates jumped up $150 to $200 a night just because of that. So we ended up at a Days Inn. We won't mention which Days Inn. If you follow me on Google as a local guide, you can read my wonderful review about that place. But needless to say, we didn't stay for the free breakfast. We'll just say that. Yeah. Coming up next, what's next for Tesla Universe gatherings and events? You might want to take some notes. So let's talk about Aftermath. I mean, this great, amazing event, and it solidified a lot of relationships that now continue to this day. And I think there's going to be more. And we've brought it up in Tesla Universe several times already. No, we need to get together again. And I know we don't have dates and times, and we, you know, there's things being discussed and everything, but do we have anything to share at all? And if not, that's cool.
Well, the first event that we put together was so fantastic and went so well. So right now there's a poll that should have ended that I have on my Twitter at TeslaDiva99. And we are looking at having a Tesla community getaway. Now this is a little ways out. It will be a ski event in Breckenridge, Colorado. We are very fortunate. The Denver's Owners Club is going to be help hosting it. And we are looking at January 2024. It's going to have some details coming out soon. Already contacting different resorts. Really a all-inclusive trip. So you don't have to worry about resorts. It's kind of a one-stop shop. And there's tons of things to do. If you've ever been up in Breckenridge, just the town alone is amazing. It's a wonderful getaway for the winter.
So if people are interested in this upcoming event, should they reach out to you on Twitter, TeslaDiva99?
Absolutely. Definitely looking to see how many people are interested so that we could get a good idea on numbers. And this should be a little bit more clean because people will rent their own rooms. So it'll be a little bit more casual on the planning wise, but we're going to make sure that all the different amenities are there to have a wonderful time while we stay there.
Well, I already have my winter tires on MIDI, although they'll come back off in April and they'll go back on by December of 2023. So it's amazing. I love Tesla Mobile Service. I mean, it's $74. Yeah, it's a little pricey compared to discount tire, but they come to my garage. I don't even have to move my tires. They're sitting in the garage and boom, I go from winter to all season to winter. So trust me, I'll have my Sato Zero Threes on MIDI when we come to the event. There's no way that Deborah and I are going to miss that event. It's going to be so fun to be with everybody again. So looking forward to it. And I wanted to thank both of you for being a part of this special episode. I'm so glad to have friends like you in my life. And it's friendships like this that matter. And a lot of this started around Cyber Rodeo. I mean, we kind of knew each other on Clubhouse in Tesla Universe, but now we're friends because we were all together in Austin and shared an amazing time. And we had people from all over the world coming in to share in that event of Cyber Rodeo, TeslaCon, and everything around it. So I want to thank both of you for being a part of Life with MIDI tonight, and I look forward to more adventures in the Tesla community.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode. Love to hear from some of our listeners via Twitter at Life MIDI, LifeMIDDIE, and via email, lifewithmidi@gmail.com. Also, continue to be on the Clubhouse app at Life MIDI, a member of Tesla Universe on Clubhouse, and on the Wisdom app, where I do an occasional electric vehicle Q&A. Don't forget about teslavoice.glideapp.io. You can load that on any browser, including the Tesla browser, to have a list of 191 verified voice commands. As always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty, and I'll talk to you next time.